NPR.
Cardiff Garcia.
Stacey Vanek Smith.
Do you hear this?
Yeah, I know. It's the holiday music for the holiday season,
yes,
which
it
means
is.
It's time to ask for money. It's the giving season. It's the giving season is what I meant.
We are asking you to donate to your local NPR member station because they bring so much wonderful programming to you.
That's right. And by going to donate.npr.org/indicator, make sure you include the slash indicator.
Yeah, because then they'll know we sent you.
That's right.
And we will deliver that love right back to you.
So please make sure to donate before the end of the year.
And thanks again.
Hey, everyone. It's Cardiff and Stacey. And
hello.
This is the Indicator from Planet Money. Welcome to another edition of Fun Fact Fridays, where I just throw a bunch of facts that I came across at Stacey, and she judges whether they are, in fact, fun facts. In fact, fun facts? Yes, that works.
Yeah, I think that works.
Yeah. I think it's a fun way to put it, really. Yeah. Oh, my God. We'll be here all week. So I think before we do the facts, though, Stacey,
yeah,
we need to, like, give you a name. Like, you're the fact judge.
Oh, the fun judge?
The fun judge.
Yeah.
You're Judge Fun. That's what you are.
Oh, like Judge Dredd?
Yeah, but fun.
That
fun.
Maybe not very well-received movie starring Sylvester Stallone, where I think he was a judge in space or something.
Yeah, something like that.
This is a work
in
progress.
You know what? Listeners, you tell us what we should call Stacey in Fun Fact Fridays.
Yes.
Okay, so I picked three themes for this one.
Ooh.
One is the Volcker era in honor of former Fed Chair Paul Volcker, who sadly passed away last week. Okay. Another is building on last week's theme of household caution.
Excellent. Yeah.
And then the last one is something about people who buy houses.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Here we go.
The funometer is set.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Capital One, where you can open a savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. This message comes from NPR sponsor State Farm. Why do you need State Farm renter's insurance? Because it helps protect the stuff landlords don't, like your furniture that gets drenched by a broken pipe. State Farm renter's insurance. Find an agent or get a quote at statefarm.com.
Okay, Stacey, you're ready for set of facts number one.
Yes.
Okay, this is from the Volcker era. So Paul Volcker was the Fed chair from 1979 to 1987.
Yeah.
I wonder if enough people know how different the world was back then. So he's sort of famous for being the Fed chair who crushed inflation because inflation was super high. You know how high inflation was back then?
Wasn't it like 16% or something like that?
Close. It peaked at more than 14% in April 1980. Right now, inflation is 2%. It's a huge difference.
I can't imagine trying to take out a home loan if interest rates are
14%. That's another one of the facts. That's one of the big
ones. Okay.
So let's talk about mortgage rates for a second.
Let's talk about mortgage rates.
So right now, mortgage rates are about 3.7%. That's for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Okay.
1981, peak mortgage rate, more than 18%.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How do you buy a house?
Right.
You don't buy a house.
A lot of people worried that they never would be able to buy houses, right?
Yeah.
Because if you have a $100,000 mortgage, you're paying 18%
plus
on interest.
That's like a loan shark. That's like break your kneecaps interest payments, right?
But to buy a house.
That's like what you pay someone at the track.
That is essentially what Paul Volcker deemed necessary to crush inflation was to raise interest rates.
Mm.
And then other interest rates in the economy, like mortgage rates, followed the interest rate that he controls, which is the federal funds rate. I just thought it was amazing to see how different the world was back then.
That is amazing.
You know, I'm going with one out of one on that one. Okay, second set of facts. Household caution, something we talked about last week, actually.
Yes.
How households have become more cautious over the past decade.
Right, they're saving more money.
Saving more money of their income than they used to.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're deleveraging, okay, as
right.
a share of the economy. They have a lot less debt than they used to.
Okay.
So here's the fun fact, okay? For the first time...
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, fair enough. Good point. Here's my attempt at a fun
okay,
fact.
Okay,
okay. For the first time since 1991... households now have less debt overall than both American businesses and they have less debt overall than the American government.
I'm surprised that it wasn't always that way. So personal debt was above corporate debt and government debt?
It was above corporate debt. I'm not sure it was above government. But I do know that essentially just now, households and businesses have kind of switched places. Businesses have just overtaken household debt.
So like what
interesting-ish?
No, maybe. So like what does that mean?
Yeah. I'm not sure. People debate whether or not the rise in corporate debt over the last 10 years is something to worry about.
Right.
In some sense, there's a reason that businesses have been taking out more debt. Interest rates are super low, so it's cheaper to take out that debt. And as the economy has gotten bigger, it makes sense that some companies would take out bigger loans in order to, like, finance their operations. The question is, are they taking out too much debt? And that's the thing that everybody's sort of debating right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Phenometer, 5.
Ooh, okay.
4.5.
Okay. 4 to 4.5,
I mean, it's,
right
it's
around
interesting.
There.
It's interesting. It's interesting. It's definitely not fun.
Fair. Okay. Last one. Ready
Sorry,
for the...
Sorry, you look wounded.
No,
I feel
it's okay.
Bad.
No,
okay,
no, I'm not wounded. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Right? You got to be honest.
I feel terrible.
Don't feel terrible.
Being the Phenometer is
hey,
not always so
gotta
fun.
You got to be... You owe only... Unmerciful honesty,
okay.
Right? Be honest and unmerciful,
okay.
As the
All
quote
right.
from Almost Famous goes. Okay, last set of facts.
Okay.
It's about home buyers, all right? Back in 1981, the typical age of somebody buying a home was 31 years old.
Whoa, that's
okay?
super young.
Right. You know what it is now? 47 years old.
Really?
Yeah, it's gone up a lot.
Oh.
Okay.
Is this housing crisis recovery and people not having
It's a longer
money?
It's from a series of longer term trends than that. So, for one thing, that's all home buyers, not people who are buying their first home. The rise in the age of first-time home buyers has been more modest, but still something to note. So, it's gone from 29 years old back then to about 33 years old now. Okay? And the reason that's happened is because young people now have, like, more student loan debt, right?
Right.
They got hit really badly by the financial crisis of 10 years ago. Earlier generations didn't have that, okay? So they were able to buy homes a little bit earlier, okay? But also this has to do with the fact that the population overall is aging. And so people who buy home, like their second homes, or people who trade in a home and then buy a new home, so repeat home buyers, their typical age has really skyrocketed. It's gone from 36 years old to 55 years old, just by virtue of the fact that the population is aging. And some of them also had to wait a little while to buy their next home. So,
well,
yeah.
My parents just bought a new home this year and they are in their 70s.
Congratulations.
Yes,
to the
yes.
Vanek Smiths. That's
I know.
Great.
I haven't seen it yet, actually. But
so why did they buy a home in their 70s?
They were pretty far outside of town. So they wanted a place that was like smaller and a little more manageable. They had like a big yard and everything, like there was a lot to handle. So they wanted like a place that was a little more manageable.
Here's one question for them.
Yeah.
Why wait until their 70s to do that? Why not buy that home in their 50s or 60s?
Well, they really loved where they were living. They were living in a great place, but it was just like a little bit far outside of town and it was like kind of a long drive and it would take a while to get plowed in the snow and, you know.
Right.
And they loved that house though. And I loved that house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Brooklynite Stacey Vanek Smith.
Yes.
Like me, a renter.
I know. I don't know what is going to have to happen to my finances for me to buy, but I'm liking the 47 thing because that makes me feel like I've got some time.
Got a little
got
bit
a little
of time.
Time.
All right. Excellent. So those were our three facts. I'm going to call it 2 out of 3 there. You seem pretty interested in the last one.
It's very interested. I
okay.
think that's a very fun fact.
Okay.
Also right. because it makes me feel less anxiety, which is a good thing over the holidays, right? The whole feeling of like, I got some time is a good feeling.
Right. So you were the funtologist for at least two of those and the fundertaker for the second.
Oh,
one,
the Fundertaker.
Like
yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Right.
It was good.
Always a pleasure, Stacey.
Thank you.
Everybody, have a great weekend and send us your recommendations for what we can call Stacey for
yeah,
the next
be,
Fun Fact Fridays.
Be nice yeah. with those, maybe.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Jared Marcel. Nadia Lewis is our fact checker and intern. Patty Hirsch is our editor. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.